What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. Now, as you know, in response to Jill Stein's recounts, which uncovered massive election fraud along the way, it sort of backflashed on them, there was a recount out in Nevada that was sort of a protest recount. And apparently, it's only just now surfacing, they also uncovered massive election fraud in Nevada. And they were looking at mail-in votes, and the addresses went to vacant lots. They had mail votes in the names of celebrities, and they just took them in. And apparently a total of 9,200 of those votes turned out to be invalid because the addresses didn't actually go back to a place of residence or to the person whose name appeared on the envelope. Now, this is in just one district, 9,200 votes. The total votes cast for the entire district was just 17,000, meaning there were more fake votes than real votes. And you're not hearing the corporate media talk about that either, are you? Now, George Soros is out there flapping his gums again. And he's whining and screaming that his dreams of a single global empire and a golden throne of planet Earth are fading into the mists. And he's basically out there saying Trump is a would-be dictator who's threatening the New World Order. And Soros is saying threatens the New World Order like it's a bad thing, which from his point of view, yeah, it is. And I can almost smell the panic going on out there. I mean, Soros basically is comparing populism now to the Nazis and Hitler and saying democracy is in crisis because the New World Order is under threat here. So apparently in George Soros's mind, and remember, this is a guy who says he refuses to apologize for collaborating with the Nazis and helping them capture and imprison and strip the wealth from other Jewish families. This is Soros' background, and he won't apologize for it. We link to that story there. But apparently, democracy in Soros' mind is doing what the New World Order tells you to do. And anyone who wants their freedom is now Hitler. You don't get more George Orwell than that. But it isn't Trump who's the threat to the New World Order. Certainly, the fact that they didn't get Hillary is a major inconvenience. But the New World Order global government is already in serious trouble coming out of Europe. The European Union is cracking badly. The refugee crisis made things worse. The whole European Union was created with a built-in self-destruct device called the European Central Bank. Because Soros's goal for the New World Order global government is for all of us to be permanently trapped underneath a central bank system that issues all of the public currency as a loan at interest to reduce the entire human population to debt slavery for the rest of however long our species survives on this planet. Story coming out of the Political Insider. Apparently, they've had a couple of polls coming on out. America's confidence in Trump is growing. 72% of Americans are saying they're very hopeful about the coming year. That they're optimistic, they're excited. And I understand that. I'm feeling exactly the same thing. I'm feeling very positive about 2017. On a wide variety of fronts, the resurgence of NASA as a real research entity, the end of this rush to a destructive war with Russia and China, the rise of the independent media. I think it's going to be a very, very good year. It's going to be a tumultuous year, but it's going to be a good year. Now, Paul Joseph Watson is over there with an article at Prison Planet and saying basically the corporate media is upset that here in the independent media, we appropriated their fake news meme and turned it against them by reminding everybody of all the times the corporate media has lied. ABC's Food Lion scandal, exploding side-mounted fuel tanks on GM trucks, Saddam's nuclear weapons, human-caused global warming. It's an uphill battle for the corporate media because of their long history of lies, frauds, and deceptions, including that whopper that Donald Trump didn't stand a chance of winning this election. Now, Forbes.com did a hit piece on naturalnews.com, and it has apparently backfired. And one of the ways it's backfired is Natural News has kept all of the communications from Forbes. And back in 2013, Forbes.com's legal counsel openly admitted in a communication they have no responsibility to make sure the things they print are true, including allegations that Natural News is a fake and a fraud, and, you know, they're the harbingers of these anti-vaxxers and these people who are just paranoid about GMO. And apparently the public response over at Forbes.com's website has been intense. And apparently their website is just flooded with these comments about how completely unrealistic Forbes' claims about Natural News were. So we are in a war between the corporate media and the independent media. And the independent media is going to win in the long run. And yes, we're cheating. We have the truth on our side. That makes it easy for us. The corporate media is constrained by their business model. They must continue to lie to make those big fat paychecks. We're not under that restriction. Nobody's paying us big fat paychecks. We can say what we think needs to be said. We're going to do a shout out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. We're talking about the corporate media. And we did a flashback to that Fox News synthetic bovine growth hormone lawsuit, where reporters Steve Wilson and Jane Aker discovered that people consuming meat and milk from cows that were treated with Monsanto's synthetic bovine growth hormone, Posilac is the trade name for that, that there were problems, that they were getting medical issues. And it went to court. Fox News fired them. The reporters sued for wrongful termination. In their original jury trial, the jury found that Fox News behaved improperly, that they were wrongfully terminated. Then Fox News took it to an appeals court, and the appeals court basically reversed the decision, saying there is no law that forces the corporate media to report the truth. Basically saying that the corporate news programs on CNN, MSNBC are no different than TV reality shows in terms of the trustworthiness of what you're seeing. Now, we were talking about this cafe here in Honolulu, Cafe 8 1/2, which had this sign on the front of the door saying, if you voted for Trump, you are not welcome here. And it triggered a firestorm and a huge amount of protests over this behavior. And Yelp, which is this customer ratings system, is openly announced they're censoring all the critical posts. Yelp is censoring negative comments regarding this cafe to protect their business. And we can add Yelp to the list of unreliable sources of information. And one more before I take some phone calls. Gallup just came out with a poll claiming that Obama is still the most admired man in America for the 9th year in a row, edging out Donald Trump. And Gallup just imploded what was left of their credibility with that one. So we are seeing the corporate media self-immolate because they can't stop lying. They're trapped by their business model, which is, you give us a lot of money and we will convince America to think up is down, left is right, black is white, government is good, independent media is bad. And they are failing miserably. This election was the wake-up call. Okay, let's see. We're going to go to the phones. Andy in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, Mike, how dare you use the truth to get better ratings on your radio show? I mean, how dare you? That's just pathetic.
Mea maxima culpa.
Well, no, what I called about is, you know, back in 1781, we had Benjamin Franklin who came out of the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, and he was walking down the street, reportedly, mind you, that this particular person, just a stranger on the street, asked him, he said, well, what did we come up with? He said, well, you've got a republic, if you can keep it. Okay,
yes.
And now we look back and now we see that they're talking about democracy, democracy, democracy. Well, all of these founding fathers said democracy was corruptive. And so what did we migrate to? Democracy, because it was corruptive. Now we have this democracy, so they're saying, but we don't have a democracy. We have a fascist government right now. And we're just progressing. So we went from a republic to a democracy to a fascist state to a socialist state to a communist state to slavery. And where does this all end? How do we stop this?
Hold it. I got to back you up on a couple of things here. First of all, coming out of the Constitutional Convention, Ben Franklin wasn't walking. He was being carried in a chair because he suffered horrendous gout. Second of all, the nation that was designed by the Founding Fathers was a republic with a democratically elected leadership. And so it was a blend of the two. Now, communism and fascism are absolute polar opposites. Fascist nations don't become communist unless there's a revolution. And same thing with communist nations don't become fascist without a revolution. So that linkage there, I think, is a little bit weak. Now, I'm an old-fashioned capitalist, but if I have to choose between communism and fascism, I'm going to go with, we'll call it socialism rather than communism. The problem with the Soviet Union, of course, is they made a mockery of Marx's entire theories about how to organize society and set up the most powerful ruling class in history supposedly to govern the classless society. So that thing was a bit of a joke. But then all leaders, the power goes to their head, and they start thinking that they're special and elite and above the rules. We saw it in Hillary Clinton. We've seen it in both Bush presidencies. We're seeing it in Benjamin Netanyahu. They really do think they're above the laws of God and man.
Well, I really think that if we could have just stuck with the republic, and if we could have kept it, as Benjamin Franklin said, I think that we would have a free nation right now. But we have these people that are instigators, and they started. I mean, let's look at the Revolutionary War. We had 3 to 5% of the people that actually wanted to defend their right to be free, and that left 95 to 93% of the people.
Okay, your numbers are wrong. The American Revolution was fought with approximately one third of the popular support of the American colonials, which is still,
but that came,
you know,
along later.
No. In the run up to the revolution, they had the support of one third of the colonists. Usually, the lower class ones who didn't have property that was going to be lost when they lost business doing business with Great Britain. Even though Great Britain signaled once the revolution was over, they were going to restore commerce. Again, you're oversimplifying the issue, and you are correct in one thing, though, that as soon as the United States was born with this very revolutionary idea of a government-issued currency, the very revolutionary idea of not having an official religion for the country, the established rulers in Europe started working to undermine it and turn the young United States into just another copy of what they had. That's why Alexander Hamilton, right from the very beginning, was trying to bring private central banking and debt obligations to Europe's banks to the U.S. government, out there saying none of these other nations will do business with us unless we're in debt to their banks.
Well, hey, you know what? Thanks, Mike, because that was the reason I called, was to get some real news out there, because you're using it to get your popularity, and that's a shame. But the fact of the matter is we need to get people thinking about what happened, where we began at, and where we're at now. And if people
absolutely
will just research
on that. Absolutely.
So you have
absolutely.
A great day, Mike. You have a good one.
Thanks an awful lot, Andy. We're going to let you go. That's one of the reasons why I am so upset with the Common Core curriculum, which does not allow students to actually read the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Common Core describes these documents to the kids, and they're making subtle changes. The Second Amendment in particular. Common Core teaches that the Second Amendment gives you the right to keep and bear arms if you're part of a government militia. And that's not what it actually means. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Jerry in Chicago. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Thanks for taking my call. You touched on something about George Soros.
Yes.
And him getting his wealth from, you know, turning in other Jews back in Germany back in the day. Hey, let me ask you something. Does a movie with Denzel Washington and Clive Owen sound sort of like this guy, Soros?
I'm not sure what movie you're referring to.
Inside Man.
I actually don't think I've seen that one yet. We generally wait until the movies come on the pay-per-view channel. Is it a recent release?
Oh, no, Michael. This is going back about 10, 12 years now.
I must have missed it. And I'll see if it's out there on one of the by request channels, okay?
Yeah, do that, man. And I'll tell you what, watch it, and you will think that the head guy that ends up getting investigated is George Soros. But, hey, thanks for giving me tuning in. I want to go back and listen.
All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. I'll tell you who Soros reminds me of in the context of a motion picture. And I've mentioned this before. There was a film called Billion Dollar Brain. It starred Michael Caine. And the storyline was basically that there was this Texas billionaire who wanted to start a war with Russia, and he had enough money to basically set it all up with mercenaries. And the name of the film, Billion Dollar Brain, was because he had a computer that was planning the invasion of Russia, and he fell victim to GIGO because the reports he was getting about the thickness of ice on – well, I'm giving away the story. But that was basically it. George Soros reminds me of that billionaire who I think, if I recall correctly, was played by Ed Begley in the original film. That's definitely another one that you should take a look at. Oh, and by the way, for all of your nuclear war-ophobes, of which I am one, On the Beach is making the rounds on the cable channels again. And if you haven't seen it, that's definitely worth catching as well. All righty, so moving on here. Story coming on out from Investment Watch Blog again. Pointing out that as of right now, the U.S. and Germany have established state-controlled propaganda, ministries of propaganda. The corporate media has failed to keep the people dumbed down and under control, so now it's going to be state-controlled propaganda. And not that that has not already been going on. We know the CIA has been influencing the media with Operation Mockingbird since the end of World War II. We know that CNN actually has U.S. military intelligence officers working in their newsroom. We know that they're very much on board with reporting U.S. wars the way the U.S. government wants them reported. But now it's official. As part of the latest National Defense Authorization Act, Obama has basically signed this. There's a provision basically establishing a new Ministry of Propaganda for the United States. I don't know if that's what they're going to actually call it, but basically the idea is now anything that's going to be broadcast, printed, or sent across the internet now has to get permission first from this government agency. Now, this is going to need a First Amendment test. And while I think in the long run the independent media is going to do very well, we have to face facts that the government and the corporate media see themselves as at war with us. They see their very survival and perpetuation of their wealth and power as on the line and at risk from the awakening American people. And they're going to do whatever they think it takes to try and shut it all down. But again, there is that First Amendment. And if they start attacking that one, the American people are going to wake up that much faster. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be back after these few words.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that Limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate Limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show today. And interestingly enough, the Department of Homeland Security and the FBI have released their report on Russian hacking. And it's basically rumor and innuendo. It actually starts out saying that we're not entirely sure, but this is what we think. It doesn't mention WikiLeaks even once. It doesn't address the fact that the NSA possesses records showing exactly how emails went from the Democratic Party to WikiLeaks, because it tracks all communications, although in the case of the DNC emails, we know those were handed over on a flash drive. It doesn't actually say anything to support the allegation that Russia in any way hacked either the DNC emails or the election. It's just there's a consensus belief that it happened, and you should just be willing to throw your children into a bloody, horrible war based on our consensus of belief, because we believe it's a holy war. Let's take some phone calls. Mike in Tennessee, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Greetings, Michael. Happy New Year. Our rights come from our Creator. They don't come from a sheet of paper. They don't come from a dude with a crown or a bunch of dudes that get together and call themselves a Congress. This is something that was known by the Native Americans, spelled out in the Iroquois Confederacy, and then adopted and put into the Declaration of Independence by Thomas Jefferson via Mr. Paine. But be that as it may, I hear too many people refer to these as constitutional rights. The Constitution simply recognizes certain unalienable rights, and basically it's a list of thou shalt nots to the government.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. The inalienable rights that are in those first 10 amendments are basically the government's promise not to do these things to the American people. That Constitution is the original contract with America, and the federal government is legal and legitimate only when it confines its activities to the powers that are enumerated for it in the Constitution. And that's why it's so important to remember that 10th Amendment. The government can't just arbitrarily say, well, we've decided for the children that we're going to intrude our authority and tell you that you have to fill in the pond on your property, or you can't collect rain on your own property as well. The 10th Amendment says they can't do that. The government is only allowed to do what they are told they're allowed to do in that Constitution. And that Bill of Rights is basically, as you say, it's the hands off. You don't go here. You don't do this. Okay, these are the rules. And if the government is refusing to abide by the rules, then we, the American people, are under no obligation whatsoever to obey them, to pay their out-of-control debt, or to sacrifice life and limb of our children in these pointless wars of conquest.
And the fact that a republic requires self-governance, the thing that people don't want to talk about, but this is the heart of it. Other than being independent, self-sufficient, you have to be self-governing, you regulating you, playing nice together, simply put. That's what it's all about, and once we demonstrate that, we can shut down and protect our neighbors against oppression. And, of course, when this Constitution was first put into place and the government tried to step outside of that, because realize, our ancestors didn't sign onto that document. That's something that a group of guys got together and put together and hoped that people would subscribe to it. But that man that does not subscribe to it is free to be at peace in his own right. As long as he's not harming his neighbor, he's to be left alone.
Well, again, that was basically the idea. The framers of the Constitution intentionally limited and hamstrung and hobbled that central government. That central government existed only to arbitrate dispute between the states, because the states originally had all the power and control. And the central government was there only to arbitrate disputes and, in time of war, of course, become the central coordinating force for the army. But over time, of course, we have lost all of that, particularly if you look at the amendments that were voted through following the Civil War. Is when the federal government became this tyrannical monster. And it was already well on its way. That was what led to the Civil War. Anyway, Mike, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. Back with another phone call after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And I'm looking at this Department of Homeland Security and FBI report that is the document Obama is waving as he tries to start a war with Russia here. And right up at the top, it has this. I'm going to read this word for word. This report is provided as is for informational purposes only. The Department of Homeland Security does not provide any warranties of any kind regarding any information contained within. Department of Homeland Security does not endorse any commercial product or service referenced in this advisory or otherwise. This document is distributed as TLP White. And then they go on to the copyright here. So basically, they're saying right at the top of the document, they refuse to make a statement that any of this is true. They're saying right at the top, take this with a grain of salt. And yet Obama and the corporate media are going to town saying, see, we told you, Russia hacked the elections. You must believe us. You must stop listening to the independent media. Now, getting back to independent media. As you know, all of the established corporate social media and search engines are starting to filter. And Google is now refusing to include certain things in searches, such as any websites that question the orthodox account of World War II, and in particular, the actions of the Nazis. You won't get them. You have to go to Yandex to get that. And by the way, Yandex is now my default search engine. But apparently Google is refusing to ban searches that go to this jihadi cleric's hate-filled sermons. Anwar al-Awlaki, and you get all of his speeches. What does that tell us? That al-Awlaki is a U.S. propaganda asset. They want you to see what he's saying to get you to be angry about those jihadis, except for the ones in Syria who are on our side this week and maybe next week as well. They are so desperate to get the war going. All right, let's take a phone call. Kevin in West Virginia, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mr. Mike, how are you today?
I'm hanging in there.
All right, well, I think I know how they're going to do what the false flag is going to be in the next 20 days. Do you remember a few years ago when nuclear missiles came up missing out of North Carolina and South Carolina?
Yeah, the Minnow Air Base thing. They misplaced one that we know of.
Okay. Well, if they misplaced one, what makes you think that they're not going to misplace another one? And you had Obama a couple times, you know, saying, oh, I hate for there to nuke to go off in New York. I think you're going to see them blame this on the Russians, a preemptive first strike, but it's going to be us blowing up our own people with a nuclear device. That's how your war is going to get started.
It's possible. At this point, I wouldn't rule anything out. Except, of course, New York is the financial center of the United States, and I think what they would do is pick a city that's considered fairly useless, like any city that voted for Donald Trump, basically waste them as well. But again, it's going to be a hard sell because everybody's going to be saying, why would Russia do something that overt and stupid? When Putin's track record over the last several years has been to find ways to avoid war. Remember, Russia brokered that deal by which Syria surrendered its chemical weapons, which was at that point the U.S. selling point for, we have to invade Syria. They've got chemical weapons. They've got chlorine bleach, and they've got nail polish remover and whatever else it was that's now restricted in our culture. So that's going to be a tough sell, especially when you realize how skeptical the American people are right now with trust in both the corporate media and the government in the single digits. That's going to be a tough one. Now, I don't think they've got a 20-day window in which to do this because it's one thing to start a war and quite another to push it so far along that there's no turning back and calling it off. And that's why I think that they're going to try and do something almost immediately, possibly over this New Year's weekend. And they're going to do something and claim it was Russia and then launch the attack that way. And it could very easily be a virtual 911 where they shut down the internet, which would silence all of us questioning what the government is up to. And then they might bring up the websites of the corporate media. And, of course, anybody that's doing online commerce, we have to protect the money and so forth and so on. They might do something like that. We talked about a virtual 911 many times in the past. And given the focus on Russian hacking, it seems they're pre-selling this. And one of the reasons I am so concerned right now is I remember – in the months, weeks leading up to 9/11, the corporate media was just all about Osama bin Laden. And I even I was still friends with the Free Republic people, and I posted an article over there saying, "This isn't news. This guy hasn't done anything justifying this nonstop morning till night saturation reporting. This is a sales job. It's not news. They're selling this guy as the uber villain we're all supposed to be afraid of." And sure enough, 9/11 happened. And even before the dust had settled, the corporate media was saying, oh, yes, this was definitely Osama bin Laden. It was Osama bin Laden. And over at that 9/11 conspiracy video, they poke fun on that, just how immediately, oh, yes, it's Osama bin Laden. And so now we have Russia, cyber hacking, and it feels like a sales job all over again. And again, they need enough time of war to push it past a point where it can be stopped. And for that reason, it has to happen within the next week anyway. If they wait till January 19th to try and start a war with Russia, 24 hours later, Trump will just pull the plug.
Absolutely. I mean, and it also scares me a little bit because the rhetoric that you're hearing is just like it was right before 9/11.
Yes.
I mean, the rhetoric, you know, of the hype and everything. So, and CNN last night, I don't know if you've seen it or not, was trying to
I don't watch
sell,
CNN anymore.
You know, yeah, I try to.
I watch the cartoon channel.
I don't blame you. That's more informative.
Actually,
anyway.
those are pretty bad. Pardon me for going off on a tangent, but at one point in my career as a computer animator, I worked at Hanna-Barbera, and a lot of what's being put today for cartoons is bad stuff. All right, so I'm watching the Gardening Channel instead of CNN, but please continue your thought.
All right, the rhetoric, it just seems like it's up over the wall. I mean, just like it was with 9/11, this Russian hacking, like you said, is unbelievable. And the only reason why I brought up the nuke thing, because I've heard Obama say it before, I'd hate to see something to happen in New York. You know, I mean, you said it, you know, why bring down the financial district? You can kill many birds with one stone there.
Well, if they were to nuke Wall Street and the Federal Reserve, I mean, it's entirely possible that if they were to do something like that, just to go along with this, you know, Obama could declare a national emergency and say we need direct government control of the economy. And I'm sorry, Donald Trump, but I'm going to stay president for the duration of the emergency, which is going to last another 20, 30 years.
Bingo.
Yep.
I mean,
that kind of a power grab only works when the population believes it's necessary, and this population isn't going to believe it's necessary.
And this administration is completely delusional, and I actually see them trying to pull something off like that.
I agree they're delusional. I agree they're going to try and pull something off. And I'm not going to say it's not a nuclear bomb on some city here in the United States, but I think they're going to go for something more virtual. And I could be completely wrong, but, you know, we have to be alert, and we need to basically talk this up with people saying we need to be ready for another 9/11 and another false flag, another torpedoes in the Gulf of Tonkin moment, another Spanish mine in Havana Harbor, another Lusitania. All of these things were hoaxes that were used to start wars, and we need to be alert of that, because right now our most powerful weapon against the new war is doubt. Because if we can make the perpetrators of a false flag doubt that their official story will be accepted by the majority of the American people, then they're going to pull the plug.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay?
That's all I wanted. So Godspeed, Mr. Mike, and I hope you have a great day, and God bless you.
All right. Well, thank you very much for that. And real quick, Vladimir Putin announced a ceasefire between the Syrian government and the rebels. And the rebels are saying the former Nusra Front fighters have signed on as well. So they're all getting on board with this ceasefire, which is going to start at the top of the hour, about 17 minutes from now. And already, I'm sure, over in the Pentagon and the White House, they're trying to figure out some way they can wreck it. Send in a cruise missile, blow something up, and blame Assad for it. Let's go back to the phones here. George in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mike? I just want to say I'm Politico, and what Gary Frenchy reported that Politico obtained Donald Trump's driver's license. They're really making a big deal out of this. On his driver's license, says he's 6'3", but his actual height is 6'2". They're trying to say Donald Trump lied on his driver's license.
Well, maybe he was just wearing shoes with thicker heels that day. Or maybe he slouched at some point. And, you know, the reality is you don't stay the same height your entire life. Yes, you grow from a little child to adulthood. As you get older, you actually shrink. So, you know, it shows how desperate they are to find something they can use against Donald Trump. Because he really is this outsider. They don't have anything on him except making up more lies and trying to convince you that, you know, a one-inch error on his driver's license is a threat to national security.
Well, I just hope on Inauguration Day that Mr. Trump looks at Obama and says, Mr. Obama, you have the right to remain silent, because what he's doing trying to provoke a war with Russia, I mean, and all this scorched earth thing trying to ruin things, sabotage this country before Trump takes office, it's criminal, Mike. It's criminal.
I absolutely agree. And again, Obama and the Democrats are behaving like spoiled children. You know, the world isn't what they wanted. In fact, they're behaving like the Israelis. The world isn't what they wanted. The election didn't go the way they wanted it to, and so they're going to kick and cry and cause trouble. We're seeing all these articles coming on out about how God will punish the United States for not vetoing the Security Council resolution, which means we can expect another Israeli terror attack blamed on the Arabs. Maybe they're going to be helping the U.S. again this weekend, like they did on 9/11.
You know, the thing is, and you know, this is what the other case we have to make. You know, who? You know, if he tries to provoke a war with Russia, we got to really evaluate who stands to gain, because Russia has nothing to gain trying to provoke us. They've been trying to be restrained and trying to be patient, hoping for Inauguration Day. And right now, Inauguration Day seems like an eternity.
Yeah, like I said, when the Electoral College finally certified Trump as the new president, I said it's going to be a very rough month, you know, until January 20th, because we're going to see all these sore losers try and somehow force their agendas through in a way that Donald Trump cannot undo easily, and we're already seeing it. And again, you're absolutely right. Russia has no reason to go to war against the United States, neither does China. The U.S. needs to destroy the ruble and the yuan, because the ruble and the yuan are seen as more trustworthy and stable than the U.S. Federal Reserve note. The U.S. doesn't have manufacturing to back up the Federal Reserve notes. Nobody wants to buy our agriculture. If you take a dollar in trade, there's not much you can do with it. If you take a ruble or a yuan in trade, you can go to those countries and get something useful.
Exactly. And you know, I just hope, you know, the military, the commanders in the military, you know, just stand down saying, you ain't got our intelligence said that Russia's no threat, and besides, you got no declaration of war from Congress, you know.
Well, unfortunately, the military high command are a political body, and they'll go along with what the commander-in-chief says. The real open, unknown issue is the rank-and-file military, who are finally realizing how badly they've been abused and misused by this government in all these wars of conquest and greed. And I think we're probably going to see a tremendous pushback within both the military and the civilian population against a war with Russia. It's like I said, going back to Sun Tzu and the Art of War. Two things a ruler must have to win in a war is a military that believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will fight hard and, if necessary, die in it. And you must have a civilian population that believes in the moral rightness of the war so that they will bear the burdens war brings even to the victorious side. The United States government has neither of those.
Well, the next 20-plus days, I can tell you one thing. It's going to be a battle of wills, I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, I think we should be praying for a blizzard on the Inauguration Day, so the swearing in is in the House of Representatives.
Oh, no. I want the blizzard to hit that concert down in Miami where they're trying to distract from the inauguration.
No, a hurricane.
Or a hurricane. I'll settle for a hurricane, tornado even. It's less destructive. Okay,
right,
well, thanks an awful lot, George. We're going to let you go. Getting on back here to the news. Now, again, we reported this before, but it's worth mentioning again. Obama and Hillary's so-called moderate rebels in Syria have left behind mass graves of tortured and mutilated Syrians in East Aleppo. They have found all this evidence. The people that Hillary and Obama were giving weapons to, paid for by your tax dollars, were committing war crimes and atrocities on the civilian population. And what did we get from Obama and Hillary? Oh, those poor civilians. Assad is doing this. We have to hate Assad because he's doing all this. And it was Obama and Hillary's hired thugs that were doing it. The evidence is overwhelming. Now, the U.S. is going to deploy more troops near the front line in Mosul, trying to revive the stalled offensive. And I don't know about you, I have lost count of how many times the U.S. government and the corporate media promised us there'd be no more boots on the ground, followed by boots on the ground. But again, the real danger in that area is the Mosul Dam. As we mentioned yesterday, it was built on a weak foundation. It's already leaking. Iraq hired an Italian engineering company to try and fix it. But if that were to come under artillery fire, it could collapse. And if there wasn't adequate warning, we're talking a million people drowning in a 45-foot-tall flood. But it's a small price to pay to conquer Mosul, I guess, is the thinking going on out there. Now, the United States has responded to Turkey's claims of evidence that the U.S. was arming and supplying ISIS, saying Turkey is now putting out fake news. If you want a good definition of fake news, it's anything that doesn't support the U.S. government's agenda or point of view, which means 99% of what people are talking about now is officially designated fake news by the United States government, the sweetest smelling government in the world. We have to take a break for some commercials, and we'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
When all this twists, was swept away. Did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really
and hello, America. Welcome back to the show. I'm getting emails. Apparently, Facebook is now blocking any posts that link to whatreallyhappened.com. And I don't know if they're blocking at the IP level, but you might, instead of whatreallyhappened.com, use the IP address 173.236.1. 192.168.29.251. My server is set up so that going to the IP goes to the website, just in case somebody's messing with DNS or blocking by name. So they're behaving like children again. Just getting word, they had a 6.2 quake down in Indonesia. And apparently they've had a swarm of quakes out in California along both the San Andreas Fault and the border with Nevada. And that's making people a little bit nervous as well. Okay, yes, there's the quake coming on back there. Let's go to the phones. Terry in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry, but I'm very disappointed in Donald Trump. I mean, Obama did the best thing he ever did by abstaining in the UN and had that all sabotaged by somebody that's not even president yet. I'm very disheartened with that. And
well, you know, I am too. I mean, obviously, I don't agree with Trump on everything. I still maintain Trump at his worst is better than Hillary at her best. But obviously, I do disagree with Donald Trump regarding Israel. But I think Donald Trump's view of Israel and Palestine is the product of years of corporate media spin and bias. And once he actually gets in there and deals with Netanyahu and deals with the government of Israel, I give it about a year, and he'll be awake as to what's really going on over there.
Well, I sure hope you're right. But to me, to change the whole system, we've got to do three things. Number one is get AIPAC declared as an organization for a foreign government.
Yes.
Number two, complete overhaul of the financial part of the political system, get rid of the inherent legalized corruption. And number three, have an opportunity for a third party and not be stuck with two corrupt political parties. And that's why I voted for Gary Johnson. Not for him, just if a third party gets 5% of the vote, they qualify for federal matching funds. And we're going to need something like that, Mike. We can't keep going this way. The nation's not going to survive all this stuff that's going on today.
I agree with you about that. And I think with Trump, there is a possibility of turning this country around and avoiding a Soviet Union-style collapse. But I still see it as a very real possibility despite our best efforts. And time will solve that mystery. And, you know, we'll just keep going,
well,
okay?
I really hope you're right, and thanks for letting me make my points. Have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you next time.
All right, you got it here. We're going to switch over to Roberto Orchi. I hope I pronounced that correctly in Los Angeles. I'm probably going to have to take you through the station break, but what's on your mind?
Hi, it's actually Orsi.
Orsi.
Orsi, yes. I'm a longtime fan, number one. I've actually donated to your website anonymously just because you never know.
Oh, well, and, yeah, that can be wise, especially given your occupation. I'll tell you what, we have to take a station identification. Stay on the phone. I'm going to come right back to you as soon as we finish this break.
You got it. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.